So hello and welcome to another issue of our Trainee Times podcast series. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Cintons. It's been a while, hasn't it, since we last ran this podcast series, a couple of years when we ran it for our trainee solicitors for training contracts. This time, slightly different, we're going to be bringing you 5 podcasts with our current solicitor apprentices and our original solicitor apprentice, Nathan Johnson, who is now qualified as a solicitor and works in our real estate department. So he's a real success story, having gone through the whole process, the whole 6 years. So the point of the series this year, well, we are highlighting National Apprentice Week. Obviously, that's something that's really important to us, having so many apprentices working within the firm, but having taken on so many apprentices in addition to the legal world as well. In my department alone, we've kept on our digital marketing apprentice, who is now our marketing assistant. So National Apprentice Week, super, super, super important. We also want to highlight through this podcast series that we are recruiting, and under the Northeast Solicitor Apprenticeship Consortium, we are recruiting for a further solicitor apprentice to join us in September 2024. So this is why we are bringing you this podcast series again, and we're going to be ringing them out each day, so they're in quite an expedient fashion. So we really just want to show you what life is like at Cintons for our apprentices, why they came to do kind of what they've done, how they've got here. Each of them has different routes. Each of them obviously is in different years, has different experiences and work in different departments. So if you're considering this, this is something that we really want you to have a listen to, and you can hear from the people actually behind the apprenticeship scheme at Cintons to see what it's really like and really what they think. And obviously understand that they're just, we're normal people just like everyone else. We work incredibly hard. We're very, very obviously professional. We're doing great things for our clients, but also it is a great place to work as well. So lots to kind of try and convey and get across. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking to Faith Ramsey. So Faith, welcome. Welcome to podcast 2 of our 5. Why don't we start by you introducing yourself and telling us who you are and what you're doing currently.
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name's Faith Ramsey and I'm a first year solicitor apprentice currently in the dispute resolution team. So I'll be here for 2 years. So I've just started really, although it has been 6 months, which I can't actually believe I've been here 6 months. It's flown, but yeah, loving it so far.
Yeah, I can't believe you've been here 6 months already. It's that's absolutely crazy from the first
I know.
We did your induction. It's absolutely bonkers. It's gone that quick already. Okay, so today we're going to use with Saffron, we're going to be using roughly the same format across all of these episodes. We're going to find out more about the solicitor apprenticeship scheme, find out more about Faith and how she chose this route and how she came to be at Cintons, how she's finding it generally, and we'll give you some more details about the process itself. We're going to take a couple of areas in each of the podcasts and just concentrate on those. Obviously in episode 1 we talked about the apprenticeship itself and also what we look for in terms of our solicitor apprentices. We'll talk about that, and then importantly I'll give some details about the dates for submitting your application and how you go about doing that. But just a very, very quick reminder on that, just at the outset, the submission date is 14th of February. I know I said that in episode 1, but obviously this is episode 2, so we're a day closer to that, so please do bear that in mind. Full details can be found on our website, www.cintons.co.uk. It's in our Join Us, our recruitment section. There's a solicitor apprenticeship page and all the details, including the link to apply, because you don't apply directly to Cintons, you apply to the university. All of that is there, so please do check that out. Okay, so Faith, so you're year one. You are the newest of our solicitor apprentices. So be interesting in sort of comparison to episode 1, because obviously Saffron is year 6. She's been through a lot, and it's sort of in terms of working in different departments, and she understands sort of the protocols and the soft skills. We talked a lot about sort of developing those soft skills, and now she feels very much like, you know, very sort of experienced and sort of in place. And then going to speak to Nathan at the end, who is now actually qualified and is working as a solicitor in our real estate department, sort of running his own files and sort of so on. But obviously yourself, 6 months in, as we've said. So tell us a little bit about, I suppose to start, tell us about your route into this.
Yeah, so I am, although I'm a first year, I've actually been out of school and like education for, well, coming up 3 years now. So I did my A-levels during the pandemic, which meant that me applying to university was a little bit different, and I ended up just picking universities based on like what website I liked the best, because obviously I couldn't go and visit the places I was going to go to. And I think that really threw me, actually, like the pandemic, I just kind of forgot all like ambition almost. Like careers advice was so weird over like Zoom and school, like it felt like it was never gonna end, so like look into the future was a weird thing to do. So I ended up applying to do American and Canadian studies at Nottingham, which looking back now, I think, what was I thinking? Because I always had the idea that I would do that and then just do like a conversion degree in law anyway, so I don't know, I really don't know why I didn't just apply to law, but anyway, I didn't. And very much at my school, if you wanted to be a lawyer, you went to uni and you got a law degree. Like apprenticeships weren't really talked about unless you wanted to do like a physical, like trade, I guess. So it just didn't seem like an option. I ended up not going to uni. Instead, I just got a job because I wanted to stay in Newcastle, and ended up becoming a youth worker for 2 years. Which I did love doing, to be honest. Like, I really, really liked my job, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. I didn't feel much older than the youth I was working with myself, really, either. So it was a bit of a odd job. And it's also quite hard to describe to people now, like, what I actually did for 2 years. So, yeah, I then started thinking about properly what I actually wanted to do as a career, not just a job, because although I liked my job, it was just a job. It wasn't something I could have done long term. And the idea of law like came up again. And yeah, I was just looking online because I'd worked for 2 years and had an income. And also as part of that, like I had studied like theology and like things like that, like beginners, like foundation courses. I really enjoyed working and studying. And so like looked online to see if you could do that for law, not really expecting anything to come from it, and saw that you could. And yeah, applies to NESA and a few other places, and yeah, was successful with Sintons. So
okay, so just in terms of NESA, that's the Northeast Solicitor Apprenticeship, and obviously that's the consortium whereby it's firms that come together under the NESA umbrella to recruit their solicitor apprentice for that particular year. And obviously, like as I said, we mentioned that at the outset. It's funny, we talked at length with Saffron about what a fantastic opportunity this apprenticeship scheme is. But actually, you touched on the fact that the point that I touched on was that when I left school, there were no apprenticeships like this. It was all physical trades, and it's really quite right on that. And it's quite interesting that sort of many years later, I won't say how much younger you are than me, but it's interesting that you did still kind of have that perception that there wasn't sort of opportunities like this.
Yeah, I don't know why that is either. Like, because I think they're such a great thing. Like, they should be talked about so much more. I think, well, I mean, especially my school, I don't know if it's the same everywhere else. It was very much university was like the best thing you could do. And then if you weren't the type of student that could go to university, then you should think about an apprenticeship. But yeah, I just don't agree.
No, I agree. I think it is a fantastic opportunity that one size doesn't fit all in terms of there are many different routes into law now. Many people I've worked with have done the Silex route as well and become legal executives and then qualified across. There's lots of different routes, and one size shouldn't fit all. And whilst university is fantastic, it's not for everyone. Saffron talked about how it wasn't for her. Obviously, you've talked about sort of how things were different through the pandemic, and perhaps that level of sort of face-to-face advice wasn't there at the time with everything that was going on and sort of how that affected things. So I think it's good that you went and got the work experience, isn't it? And then realised you still had that passion for law, and obviously if you applied and here you are. So just in terms of where you're working now, what's your current department? I know, it's just for everyone listening.
So So I'm in the dispute resolution team, which I think is such a good first one to have, because I don't know if it's like this everywhere else, but in our dispute resolution team, there's a lot of like sub teams. So I get to do like court of protection, contentious probate, and then obviously like commercial and real estate litigation as well. So I just feel like it's a really good one to have like loads of different experiences all in one, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've made a very, very good impression so far. I know that for a fact with people.
Thank you.
No, it's fine. It's the truth. You know, dispute resolution, as you say, is an umbrella term for quite a lot of areas of law. And you've got some, as with Sintons generally, you've got some fantastic people that work there, but also you've got some fantastic level of support and in terms of your supervision as well. So it's a good one.
Absolutely.
And we talked to Saf about what her first few weeks were like. And, you know, 6 years ago, a little bit harder for her to necessarily recall it exactly. But how have you found it? And we talked about this perception that Nathan raised when we were doing the day out shooting the videos for the presentation we did at Northumbria University, in terms of, you know, will I just be making cups of tea for people and sort of doing post, which is obviously absolutely not what apprentices are asked to do. So what was it like? What were the nerves like? What were the first few weeks like? And how has that gone on since then?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was really nervous to join, but not because of any, like, because the joining before I joined, like, I had so much like support already. Like, I'd been put in contact, like Sinton's put me in contact with like some of the apprentices, like we'd gone out for lunch, like we'd gone out for drinks and things like that. So there was no real reason to be nervous. But I think there was just a bit in my mind that I just couldn't get over, like thinking, well, I think they'll expect at least a little bit of legal experience. Like, I think they'll want me to at least know a little bit what I'm doing. And that just wasn't true at all. Like, I said this at the Northumbria event we were at the other week, like, I can't stress enough how little I knew about anything. Like, I didn't have any law experience at all. Like, I'd sat in on court a few times just through like personal interest when I was like 16 or whatever, but I had no real experience or anything. And it didn't matter, because I'm here to learn. And that was like exactly what the team knew. Like, they knew I was here to learn and that I didn't know anything yet, so I really shouldn't have worried. But yeah, I was quite nervous. I would really worry about like speaking on the phone, because like we all sit so close to each other, and I didn't want people to think that I sounded like really Geordie for some reason, even though we work in Newcastle. But yeah, I'm trying to think now. I can't remember when that ended, but it just kind of like one day I just came in and was like, this is my workplace now. I really like working here and this is what I do. So yeah, I just got like less and less nervous. And then obviously because I got less nervous and more confident, I ended up getting involved in a lot more things as well. So I just think like what you put in is what you get out. So like, yeah, I've just got involved with more the more I've put myself out there, I guess.
A couple of things actually from that. My top tip in episode one was you get out of it what you put in. And we've had a conversation about that, have we?
That's no, great minds.
Exactly. But that is, you know, that is exactly what I said in episode one. You do get out of this what you put in. And there's some skills that the firm can teach you law. The firm can teach you how to be a great lawyer. And obviously you've got your study as well. The firm can mentor you and shape you. But there's certain skills that they will look for. And in fact, actually, why don't we deal with in this episode at the end what we do actually look for in terms of sort of person. So let's when we talk at the end, let's kind of sort of have a look at that. But also, you mentioned that you didn't know anything about law when you came in. Well, if we relate it back to that trade apprenticeship sort of analogy we talked about at the beginning, you wouldn't go in on your first day and plumbing in a bathroom, would you? So it works exactly the same. You're there to watch, you're there to learn, you're there to study, you're there to develop, you're there to be supported and guided. And that's really what we're trying to, I guess, get across in this podcast series. We've all got different ways that we got here. We're all at different levels in our learning, different stages. We've all been supported. We're all developing. We've talked about the great culture at Sinton's and in terms of how it's so inclusive and so supportive and so really engaging. So it seems like you've had a good 6 months then. Are you enjoying it? Yeah.
I am. I can't believe how I can't believe how quickly I've been allowed to like be face to face with clients. I think coming to an apprenticeship, you think, oh, well, maybe for the first few months or whatever, while they're sussing me out, you'll be doing like posts and tea and coffee and that sort of thing. But I think it was literally like my first week. Someone in the team was like, oh, I've got a client meeting if you want to sit in on it. And I was like, yeah, of course I do. And just the fact that like even that trust and like responsibility of just being surrounded by that nature all the time has just been really, really pivotal to my growth so far, I guess.
One area we didn't touch on with Saffron that I thought I would leave for you in episode two, and I'm sorry, it's not one we've even talked about beforehand, so I'm going to totally spring this on you.
But it's all right.
The process itself, so obviously you found out about the apprenticeship scheme, you did your research, and obviously the firms that were within the NESA consortium that particular year, obviously you went to the various sort of presentations and open days, etc., and then you came down to apply and then you were shortlisted. Talk to me about your process through the recruitment from there, your assessment and what have you. Just tell us a little bit about that, because I'm sure people will be interested to sort of see from a very, very recent point of view how you should have been doing that sort of from here on in a year ago, weren't you? So how was that?
Yeah.
And how did that, what did that look like and how did that feel?
So when I was shortlisted, it was a group interview. It was actually at St. James's. So that was quite special. And essentially, we weren't really told a lot before going. It was just, you've been shortlisted, turn up at this time, we'd love to meet you kind of thing. And so I think that was quite good for me because it meant I didn't have anything to stress over preparing. Like, I am me. Like, I just went in and very much from the offset was like, I'm not going to pretend to be anybody else. Like, I'm not going to go in and pretend to act how I think a solicitor acts. I'm just going to be me. And if there was four companies or firms offering apprenticeships that the year I applied, so if one of those sees something in me, great. If none of them think I'm going to fit their firm or company, that's not so great, but I can't change that. So I just very much went in as me. I'm trying to think how I acted, but I actually felt quite chill just because I'd gone in with that mindset and wasn't trying to put any pressure on myself, I guess. So therefore,
I think that's important. I think if I had to give a second top tip sort of from last time, I would say be yourself, because that's that's one thing you have to be, because you shouldn't ever try and fake it and sort of be something different. Just be you.
So the day started with a group task. So we were sat on tables with a few either like solicitors or like partners or associates from the firms and companies, and then a few candidates, and we were given like a group task to do, which obviously you're aware that you're getting assessed. It wasn't like scary. They're not horrible people. They're just normal. So they're just asking you questions, obviously. And then we did like speed interviewing, which I really like people. So I was much better at that side of like talking to people opposed to. Then the last part of the assessment was like a written task, which I mean, I never actually asked how I did on that. I assume I did fine, but I'm a lot more better like talking to people, I think. So I think that's where I really like excelled in that area, because I just got to know the different firms and companies and they got to know me. Like, I think it is a two-way process. I left there that day thinking, oh, I would love to work for like Sinton's. I genuinely did, but there was maybe a few that I thought, oh, I might not get on as well there, like because of what they're offering. Like, I knew I wanted to work for like a full service law firm. So yeah, you get to suss it out as well. It's a very two-way process. But yeah, I enjoyed the group interview because it meant that I got to meet other people like me applying as well. And I think you can go into these situations thinking, oh, everyone here is my competition, or you can think, oh, these people will be trained to be solicitors at the same time as me, so like we're going to cross paths eventually again. Like, I'd rather these people be friends, or I might be studying with them later on down the line. It'd be better if we're like friendly rather than immediate competition. So
absolutely,
yeah.
Well, I think that's a good idea. In terms of your top tip, if you had to give one top tip to people considering applying, because, you know, we're at the risk of we will probably duplicate ourselves a little bit across these podcasts, and it's probably a good idea is actually to listen to them in order, because you will you probably get more from them actually in chronology. But, you know, in terms of you touched on some really interesting things there, and I know I'm just sort of going up slightly off piece, but you talked about why you thought Sentence was the right place to work for and what attracted you to that. I think that's important. I think, you know, you put a long time commitment into this. You need to make sure it's right for you. You need to make sure the firm's right for you. We touched on that with SAF. It is important. You spend more time at work than you do anything, and it should be a passion. It should be. You've talked about what you've done previous to this. You didn't consider it as a career whilst you enjoyed it. You did, you know, you do consider this your actual career, and dare I say your calling. It certainly is mine. So yeah. To all that said, and what would your top tip be to people who were considering it? And it is, like I say, it is a big commitment. You're quite young to do that. It's my daughter's going through her options at the moment. It's asking a 13-year-old what you want to be when you grow up in terms of what you select. Very, very hard thing to try and guide. And I'm doing it on the basis of, well, I think at this stage, study what you enjoy and what you think you can do the best in. I think it's kind of the advice I'm giving. So anyway, long amble for me around Faith. What's your top tip for people considering?
I think, like, top tip in terms of, like, if you've decided this is what you want to do, if, like, all of that considered, you're like, I want to be a lawyer, I want to do the solicitor apprenticeship route, let me write my application. I think just to try and find what makes you you. Like, I've spoke about this a lot this episode, I feel like, of, like, being yourself, and it sounds like a really bad piece of advice, but I actually think, what is your unique selling point? Because I think everybody who applies is going to be smart, and everybody who applies is hopefully going to know the hard work it takes. Like, 6 years is a long time, and it's not going to be a really easy 6 years. Like, studying and working does feel hard sometimes. I'm not going to lie, it's not always easy. Like, exam season isn't easy. But I think going in, and if you think, I mean, I don't know how many applications NESA gets every year, but if everyone is really smart and hardworking, even if there's, say, like 50 to 100 applications, I'm sure there's more than that. Like, what makes you you? Like, what makes you stand out? Because then that'll keep on coming up again and again in your, like, application process. Like, the things that I wrote down on my application form, I was asked about in my final interview. They're not asking you to write them down for no reason. Like, they want to get to know you. So I think that would be my top tip, is just to try and get as much personality that you can on your application, and then get someone to check it. Because lawyers are looking at these application forms, and they'll know if you've got a lot of typos in there. So I would definitely get someone else to read it.
Absolutely. I think there's two points from there, and that's going to lead us on swiftly to my next question. But yes, grammar, punctuation, the quality of your CV is really, really important. How it comes across, get people to read it, double check it, triple check it, get that help, get that support. Fresh pair of eyes, absolutely, would totally consider one of the biggest bugbears for me. And I'm not trying to tell you that my spelling and grammar is accurate all the time, but it is a kind of a bugbear of mine. I imagine it's probably a bugbear of other people's as well. But yes, getting your personality across as well is important. And having those things about you, you said yourself, everyone there is going to be smart, and they've got the requisite qualifications in terms of academic study to be there, but also what makes you quite unique. And I'm going to move this on to you outside of work and your hobbies and interests, because you are unique. And
thank you. Talk
about this kind of at length, and this is part of your personal brand, and you kind of, we've touched on personal brand there without actually saying the words personal brand. What, tell us about you outside of work, because this is interesting.
Well, thank you very much. I do try. So outside of work, I like gig a lot. So I'm part of a gospel choir, which is, like, honestly, like, I mean, this is a podcast so you won't be able to tell, but I am beaming talking about it. Like, I just love it so much. So yeah, so I do that. And then I like through singing as well, like partner with a charity to do a community choir for children aged like 10 to 16, which I like run now as well. So that's really fun. So yeah, I sing outside of work when I've got time to.
And I've seen some of Faith singing on her Insta, and she's very,
have you?
She's very, very, very good.
Oh, so, thank you. I didn't know that.
So, you know, it is important to have these things that you bring to the table. It is important to have these outside interests and be unique, but also for yourself, have things that you can switch off from work and go and do, because that's important for me. It's always been sort of like going for a drive, and that often clears my head. But also, I like training. I've always liked training. I let it lapse kind of in my early 40s. I picked it back up when I saw 50 looming in the distance. But that's something I massively enjoy, and that's something away from work. That's something away from being dad. That's something away from being partner. You know, all these things which are brilliant, but you kind of get to be you for a bit, and that's really, really important. And you need that headspace, particularly when you're doing a job, particularly when you're learning, and obviously that study as well. So it is super important. Okay, so we are going to now talk to you about, are we right for you? And are you right for us? And I think we've mentioned that a few times within this podcast, so that seems a kind of a good area that we're going to cover. Okay, so as I say, are we right for you? Are you right for us? We've talked in podcast one and two about the importance of that. So, Faith, what do we ask our potential solicitor apprentices to have? What's it called?
So we look for like a willingness to learn, good communication skills, and the ability to work as part of a team. Like, we're definitely not looking for the finished product, but someone that is willing to learn, has like great commitment and enthusiasm, and yeah, has like a commercial approach to problem solving.
And as we mentioned, you don't go and plumb a bathroom on your first day as an apprentice. We don't ask you to come in and undertake a multi-million pound corporate transaction, sale, or an acquisition on your first day. However, these are skills that we can't train you, but are part of your makeup and of your personality. If you're committed and enthusiastic, this phenomenal. Being able to work as part of a team, phenomenal. Good communication skills, but that willingness to learn, that willingness to be a sponge, I think is kind of the best kind of way of doing that. And I guess in terms of what we offer, well, I would say, and Faith and I pulled a few of these together before we started recording, what we offer, well, high quality work across a range of practice areas, acting for businesses, organisations and individuals. And as I said, Sintons is a full service firm. We are a top tier legal firm. We are regularly recommended by independent publications that rank us in our industry, such as the Legal 500 and Chambers and Partners, and we rank incredibly high across multiple, if not every, practice area within the business. So we offer you that. It is high quality work, it is high quality supervision. What else would you say, Faith, that we offer?
I would just say like really great support networks like throughout the firm. Like, not only do I have a supervisor, but I also have an apprenticeship mentor who's an NQ, like a newly qualified solicitor. The trainee group is really tight knit. There's just lots of areas for support, and that is something that the firm really like values, is your support networks within the firm, I'd say.
I think as well, and I could reel off quite a few, but you're working in an environment where you're appreciated and your contribution and efforts are appreciated and valued and rewarded, and that reward can come in many ways, but financial package benefits, we touched on that last time. But also, you've got this fantastic opportunity to develop your legal skills and progress your career. We do have a brilliant culture in Sintons. We talked in episode one about Sintons does retain that family feel. It is great place. It is a professional firm. It does have a high quality, but it has that balance, right? And that's very, very hard. And it does encourage a culture of openness and mutual support and also respect. You've touched on early responsibility and client contact. It's amazing, isn't it? The perception going in versus the reality of actually what you are doing. And you really talked really quite eloquently, as you've done sort of all the way through this podcast, kind of about that. You are getting on-the-job training, so technical training, administrative training and support. And Saf talked about soft skills in terms of professionalism and how you act and how you answer the telephone. You know, you mentioned that on your first day. And does my regional accent come through? And does that matter? One of the, you know, the fantastic things about you being an individual person. So, you know, absolutely, absolutely brilliant. You've got experience of working in an open and friendly environment, opportunities to support charities and community, collaborative approach to teamwork. You've talked about that in the dispute resolution department and the amounts of different areas of work that you've been exposed to. Obviously, you're earning the salary, no university fees, and your day off to complete your degree, which is phenomenal. So lots of interesting points there to consider when you're considering whether the scheme's right for you, whether the sentence is right for you, and obviously the recruitment process and the selection process that Faith talked about. We kind of view and how you stand out and what you have to offer and how you would fit within our environment and how you would add something to Sinton's across the next 6 years and sort of hopefully beyond, and go on to stay with the firm as Nathan has and hopefully Saffron will as well in a few short months. Okay, well, I think we've covered a lot there. We're just on 36 minutes, so I think we'll probably kind of call it a day there. We'll have episode 3 with you tomorrow, episode 3 or 5. So looking forward to that very much. Just wanted to remind you that the reason that we're recording this podcast series that we did with our Trainee Times for training contract recruitment a couple of years back is to let you hear and hear from and see our people and listen to how they got it. Interesting stories, how they found it. This is actual people doing the actual job. This is Faith, who's been here 6 months. This is Saffron, who's been here 6 years. You know, this is what they're doing. This is what they're living, and they're telling you the honest truth with this. If you have any questions, I mentioned this episode 1. If you have any questions or things you'd like to go through, it is a big commitment. It is a big decision in your life at a very, very young age. Feel free to send me an email, david.pritchard@sintons.co.uk. I generally don't mind. I can have a look at your question and I can get answers from our apprentices who are living this and are part of this tight-knit trainee group. So please do that. We absolutely don't mind that at all. In fact, we welcome it. Just wanted to remind you of submission date, 14th of February. Your application needs to be in by. Check out the website, www.sintons.co.uk. It's in our Join Us section of the website. There's a whole section there that's dedicated to the solicitor apprenticeship scheme. Lots of wording. It's got our very, very nice brochure that's got a whole host of information and a lot of what we've just sort of told you. It's amazing. We've got the brochure, but then talking to the guys here, they're actually mirroring exactly what's on there. It's amazing. We're telling you sort of bits from the brochure. We're just kind of reaffirming what they're saying throughout the podcast. So that's brilliant. It's also got the link to the application form. As I mentioned at the outset, you don't apply to Sinton's. You are applying to the university. You are applying straight to them. So please do that. Like I say, any questions, any thoughts, please get in touch. Faith, thank you so much for giving us your time. I always really
enjoy
it.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Always having a chat with you generally anyway. Always a really, really nice person to see around. And we had hilarity of a photo shoot recently, didn't we, where my knee had completely gone out and I was walking around in a full leg brace. So that was
always a fun time.
Out of the office, wasn't it? As I said, we'll be back with you for episode 3 tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, everyone. And we'll speak to you soon. Thank you.